Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Each year, Israel had to send protection money, delicately called tribute, Judges 3 verse 15, to Eglon, king of Moab. After 18 long years of subjugation, quote, Ehud, the son of Gera the Benjamite, a left-handed man, is going with the tribute to Jericho. Here's some inside information. Quote, now Eglon was a very fat man. Verse 17. Not big-boned, not a glandular problem, very fat. Egypt pictures the world system with its slavery, but Moab illustrates the flesh, that self-absorbed and self-indulgent influence encroaching on our souls. Not only is the king called Moed, or exceedingly fat, but the 10,000 men they later killed, verse 29, were all stout, Hebrew shamen, whose meaning is given as greasy, that is, gross, fat, lusty, plenteous. You get the picture. Before Ehud took the tribute to the palace where the fat fellow was lounging, he, quote, made himself a dagger. It was double-edged and a cubit in length, and fastened it under his clothes on his right thigh. Verse 16. Good idea. If you can't wield a sword in the situation, a two-edged dagger will do. A few verses well known are better than a rubber sword. There's a verse around here somewhere, something like this. Now, you know why people shake with the right hand? To show they have no sword in it. But a left-handed man could shake with his right and still... But I'm getting ahead of myself. Ehud delivered the tribute to Eglon. Then, quote, I have a secret message for you, O king. Verse 19. When the attendants left, Ehud gave to the king, quote, a message from God. Verse 20. In went the dagger. Out went Ehud through the porch. Lesson? Our flesh doesn't need to trim down. It must die. Quote, for if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. Romans 8, verse 13.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.